the rest of the story.
Once upon a wartime, the Army of the United States of America fought under separate colors, white and black. But one man took it upon himself to change that. His name was Sergeant Joe Barrow. In frequent contact with Truman Gibson, an African-American serving in the War Department, Sergeant Barrow reported the race problems he observed. And sometimes Barrow, a black man himself, was directly in the path of the trouble. Early in 1944, for example, the Sarge and another black officer named Walker Smith were waiting for a bus at Camp Seibert, Alabama. Bear in mind, the bus station was on the post now, and Barrow and Smith were sitting on the front bench. An MP walked up to them. He said, "You have to move to the colored section, all the way in back." Well, Sergeant Barrow told the MP they would not move, so the two officers were promptly arrested. The provost marshal was unsympathetic, but the Sarge did not back down. He said, "I'm fighting in this war like anybody else, and I expect to be treated like anybody else." The provost marshal told Barrow and Smith that they were lucky not to be going to the stockades, and then dismissed them. But Sergeant Barrow did not stop there. He called Truman Gibson in Washington. Days later, a general order was issued. No more segregated Army buses. No more segregated bus stations. Another occasion, Fort Riley, Kansas. Sergeant Barrow was approached by a young enlisted man named John Roosevelt, who was being kept off the camp football and baseball teams because he was black. Barrow brought the matter before the nearest brigadier general and then overturned the exclusionary policy at Fort Riley. And as a result, one by one, Army bases around the country, even in the Deep South, began integrating their athletic teams. Later, when the young athlete at Fort Riley was prevented from applying for officers' candidate school, Sergeant Barrow once again intervened. He called True Gibson in the War Department, and consequently, the restriction was abolished. John Roosevelt eventually graduated a lieutenant, as did 14 other black enlisted men like him. Throughout the war, in Army bases here and abroad, the Sarge sought to right racial wrongs wherever he encountered them, and once in a while his crusade encompassed the civilian world. Told to sit in a special section by a ticket taker in a movie theater in Salisbury, England, Sergeant Barrow learned something unexpected. The United States Army had actually instructed foreign theaters to segregate black Army personnel. But after the Sarge confronted General John Lee with the situation, an investigation was made and that peculiar policy was terminated. October 1, 1945, Sergeant Joseph Barrow was honorably discharged from the United States Army. He was 32. Today, the Army is a rainbow beneath one flag, due in no small part to the courage of one man. The sergeant who once got arrested in an Alabama bus station with a black officer named Walker Smith. Walker Smith, whom you know as prizefighter Sugar Ray Robinson. The sergeant who promoted a young black athlete at Fort Riley, Kansas, and watched him grow into the barrier-crashing baseball player John Roosevelt Robinson. That's right, Jackie Robinson. For that pre-civil rights era crusader for equality. The man who changed the United States Army forever, Joseph Lewis Barrow, you also know by his middle name alone, heavyweight great Joe Lewis. And now you know the rest of the story.